A second round of talks aimed at eliminating North Korea's nuclear program is scheduled for next week in Beijing. The United States, the two Koreas, Japan, China, and Russia met last summer, but did little more than state their positions in the dispute. The new talks follow revelations about nuclear proliferation by a network based in Pakistan. According to the televised confession of Pakistani engineer Abdul Qadir Khan, North Korea was one of the recipients of nuclear know-how, NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
A senior administration official says that the United States has a stronger hand going into this next round of talks with North Korea than it had in the first six-party talks last August. The official, who asked not to be identified, says that North Korea now has the example of Libya, which has agreed to verifiably disarm in exchange for benefits from the international community. The official also cites Pakistan's investigation of AQ Khan's activities, which substantiates U.S. assertions that North Korea has a program to enrich uranium, a key ingredient of nuclear bombs. Peter Hayes closely follows policy toward North Korea as head of the California-based Nautilus Institute for Security and Sustainable Development. He agrees that the information emerging from the Khan investigation puts pressure on North Korea.
I think that Khan saying so loudly and clearly that he was involved in transferring technology and potentially nuclear weapons designs to North Korea makes it more difficult for the North Koreans to get up and say, without being ridiculous in the face of the Chinese and the Russians and everyone else at the next round of talks, that they have not been pursuing enrichment.
Charles Pritchard of the Brookings Institution, a former State Department negotiator with North Korea, visited Pyongyang recently as part of an unofficial American delegation. Pritchard says he told the North Koreans that the program to produce highly enriched uranium, or HEU, is a major obstacle to improving relations with the United States. But Pritchard is skeptical that the Khan investigation will alter North Korea's negotiating strategy.
And that is absolute denial of the HEU until all the other pieces were in place and they could make an assessment as to whether or not it would be worth the kind of embarrassment politically and otherwise that they would have to undergo to then put that on the table as part of the negotiating mix.
The senior administration official says the United States hopes that next week's meeting in Beijing will produce a political agreement under which North Korea would pledge to verifiably dismantle all of its nuclear programs in exchange for multilateral security assurances from the other parties. Such an agreement, the official says, could open up a process to resolve all of the other issues with Pyongyang. But the official makes it clear that the process must be sequential, starting with North Korea's pledge to dismantle its programs. Charles Pritchard is pessimistic about that approach.
If this is to be seen as a unilateral step by the North Koreans in which they would get the ball moving, you know, don't hold your breath.
Pritchard says the North Koreans want to know what the end game looks like and whether it is worth what the United States is demanding.
If the United States were to lay out what the president sees as the end game in its relationship with the North Korea, and it is one in which the other nations who are participating in the six-party talks can sign up to, then I think you can find the possibility that the North Koreans would be willing to sign up to a statement of principle that talked about the elimination completely, irreversibly, and verifiably of their nuclear weapons program.
A Senate source who follows North Korea policy says the Bush administration's strategy for the Beijing talks includes a proposal to establish working groups in order to keep a dialogue alive in between high-level meetings. A senior administration official confirms that possibility. It was first broached by China, the official says, and is viewed favorably by the U.S. and the other parties to the talks. But the senior administration official says that everything depends on North Korea's agreement at the outset to permanently dismantle all of its nuclear programs. Peter Hayes says North Korea already has offered to do that.
The North Koreans have been saying now, and you either believe them or you don't, that they're willing to verifiably dismantle all their nuclear weapons programs if the price is right.
The problem, Hayes says, is that the United States has not explored what that price is and whether Washington is prepared to pay it. An underlying complication of the talks next week is that the leaders of two nations at the table, the United States and Japan, are facing elections this year. And neither President Bush nor Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi wants to be seen as caving in to nuclear blackmail by North Korea. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.